Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the coin monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Flex Pool is halting its service to Russia. ECB president calls for crypto regulation in response to Russia potentially evading sanctions. Telecom giant Airtel acquires Essigless, transforming edtech and creator economy with blockchain. Bloomberg partners with Elwood Technologies to aid institutional crypto adoption. So let's start with a refresh read. Firstly, Flex Pool Mining Pool has apologized to Russian miners for cancelling services to all Russian IPs and paying out overdue amounts. Flex Pool added that if the situation can be addressed quietly, it will gladly welcome all Russian miners back and compensate them with their own money. Let's have a look at what exactly happened. Today, Flexpool made an announcement through Reddit. The announcement said that Russia has launched a surprise invasion of Ukraine. The world is once again at war, which could herald the next and possibly final war. This could be the biggest war since World War II, bigger than any of us, and transcends politics and nationality. This is a war taking place at a time when we are dealing with COVID-19 crisis. People are dying and the world is waiting to see whether the West will intervene or let Ukraine succumb to Putin's ambitions. The announcement further said that regardless of our personal political views as a company, we generally do not get involved in politics. This, however, is bigger than politics, bigger than anyone. This is a war that has the potential to end the world. It undoubtedly takes the lives of many innocent people in Eastern Europe. While there is little we can do, profiting from it or indirectly funding it would be wrong. We are terminating service to all Russian IP addresses and resolving any outstanding balances. Further, the announcement noted that Flexpool sincerely apologizes to their Russian miners. Many of you oppose the war. However, you are the one who is supporting your country. Russia cannot function without its people. Well, let's see how it goes. So jumping to our next segment, Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, has urged parliamentaries to establish a crypto regulatory framework, implying that this may help Russia avoid economic penalties. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked around. Lagarde said the European Central Bank will decisively and strictly apply the sanctions on Russia imposed by European legislators to reaction to the country's invasion of Ukraine, speaking to reporters at an informal gathering of economic and finance ministers on Friday. In response to a query on Russia's possible use of cryptocurrency to dodge some of these sanctions, the ECB president encouraged action on an existing proposal for a digital asset regulatory framework. The MICA, or Markets in Crypto Assets, advocated establishing a regulatory framework for the crypto assets market that fosters innovation and capitalizes on the promise of crypto assets while maintaining financial stability and protecting investors. The plan, which was first presented to the European Commission in September 2020 and endorsed by the European Council in November 2021, was set for a vote by the European Parliament on Monday. Reporter Stefan Burge, however, stated on Friday that the decision had been postponed due to worries that it might be misunderstood as a prohibition on proof-of-work crypto mining. There is no date set for EU officials to vote on the framework at the time of publishing. So jumping on to our next segment, under its startup accelerator program, Airtel, an Indian multinational telecommunications corporation with operations in 18 countries, has acquired a strategic investment in blockchain as a service company, Achilles. Let's have a look at what else revolves around. Achilles, located in Singapore, uses a unique hybrid blockchain architecture called Atom to integrate federated learning and differential privacy on a distributed digital ledger. Airtel will be able to use blockchain-based solutions across its fast-growing digital marketplace, ad tech, and digital entertainment as a result of the purchase. The CEO of Digital Airtel, Adarsh Nair, stated, "By focusing relentlessly on innovation, we are able to unleash new growth engines within Airtel. Blockchain technology is evolving, and we are seeing it used in sectors like edtech, the creator economy, and loyalty programs. Airtel, which has a strong presence in South Asia and Africa, views blockchain technology as a stepping stone towards consent-based and safe solutions in an economy that is growing increasingly decentralized." Achilles' CEO, Gautaman Raghothaman, acknowledged the acquisition, saying, "Airtel will be able to collect and convey this value exchange in the form of consent and provenance across the digital supply chain thanks to Achilles' unique technology. We are excited to collaborate with the Airtel team." The Airtel Startup Accelerator program supports disruptive technology startups in their early stages. "We really hope it goes well and helps in bringing out the blockchain technology in mainstream Indian fintech," So ending up with our final segment, apparently Bloomberg has teamed with global fintech business Elwood Technologies to make it easier for financial institutions and investment managers to handle their crypto assets. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. Institutional investors will be able to combine Bloomberg's workflow, analytics, and data tools with Elwood's crypto trading capabilities, according to a release. As a consequence, a unified investing procedure with optimal returns has been created. As a result, customers of the Elwood trading platform will be able to deposit their funds straight into Bloomberg AIM by one-side order management. The crypto asset integration will also be handled through the financial instrument global identifier. Bloomberg's worldwide head of buy-side product, Ian Peckett, expressed his delight at the agreement, saying, "It has always been our mission to give customers with the cutting-edge skills they need to manage their whole financial portfolio in an integrated manner, which increasingly includes alternative asset classes like cryptocurrency," says the company. Bloomberg AIM wants to redefine institutional crypto investment by delivering an all-exclusive operational model with Elwood. Bloomberg AIM has roughly 15,000 professionals and at least $17 trillion in assets. In the second quarter of this year, the integration is expected to be completed. Since institutional investors began pouring money into the crypto market in 2020, the industry has grown at an exponential rate. In December 2021, for example, Bitcoin's institutionalism surged fourfold, reaching a weekly average of $1.9 trillion. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.